Okay, welcome along to Bible class, everybody.
欢迎大家到这个圣经课。
Before we begin again today, what we'll do is name our sins to God the Father, as we always do.
好，我们在开始的课程的开始，我们要先来向天父认罪。
Okay, so 1 John 1:9.
好，我们约翰一书一章第九节。
If we name our sins to God the Father, He's faithful and just.
我们的天父是信实而且公义的。所以我们要对他认罪。
To forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
然后让我们能够清洗我们的罪，而且让我们回到公义的状态。
So let's do that now. Father, sir, we give thanks to you for this time that you've provided for us.
感谢天父提供我们这样的一个学习的时间。
We give thanks that you reveal your grace plan to us through your word.
同时呢，感谢天父让我们能够认真的了解你所有的恩典和你的计划。
And that by means of the Holy Spirit we can understand these things.
而且因为有着圣灵，让我们能够真正的、彻底的明了你所教导的所有的话语。
We pray that you lead myself and Serena as translator to give a clear presentation.
也请天父让 Tim 和 Serena 两位都能够有很好的这个表现。
And that you provide an environment of concentration.
同时呢，感谢你能够提供我们一个非常专注的环境。
In order that we can grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
让我们能够完全的这个感受你的恩典，还有你所给我们的知识来自耶稣基督。
And we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢是因着耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Just now I was quoting or like paraphrasing from 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
好，我们现在先要谈一下彼得后书的第三章十八节。
And that is actually a command.
这其实是一个命令。
And the imperative mood, remember in Greek, when you're looking at the verbs, the verb will tell you what mood it is.
从希腊文里面哈，我们从动词里面就可以知道呢，这个句子它是用什么样的一个状态给我们这一句话。
And in the case of the verb grow, which is the Greek word oxano, it's in the imperative mood. So we're commanded grow.Oxano is the Greek word.
像这个在希腊文里面的这个字哈，有关成长这个字，它其实是用了一个所谓的命令句的指使令的一个句子。
And there's a lot of analogies in scripture, or like parables even, about growing, you know, farmers growing things and then them growing up.
因为这个成长这个字其实有好几种不同的词态，就像那个种子长起来，稻子长起来。
The first book of Psalms, or the first Psalm, where you've got the tree by the river and it's getting the nutrients from the water of the river and from the ground in order that it can grow to be a strong tree.
就像那个诗篇第一章讲到在溪边的树。他把地上所有的营养吸收了以后，这棵树长大。
Okay, and there's lots of other parables in scripture relating to agriculture and how farmers plant things and how they grow up.
当然也提到很多的这个在农田里长大的这些植物。
And in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18, it's emphasizing that we do grow.
所以呢，彼得后书三章十八节讲的是我们一定会。
And obviously talking about growing spiritually.
而且谈的是，当然更重要的是谈的是这个灵性的成长。
And the way we do that is by understanding God's grace, the growing grace.
一定是要经由我们了解上帝给我们的这个恩典，因着神的恩典让我们成长。
And then grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
还有呢，我们成长因着认识了。
Now this can be looked at in two ways.
这其实可以从两方面来看。
Yeah, the knowledge of Jesus Christ can be our knowledge about Jesus Christ.
而所谓这个耶稣基督的知识，可能可以有一种说法，就是 从认识耶稣基督
or the knowledge of Jesus Christ, meaning his knowledge. You know, we have to know about his knowledge. What does he know? That's what we need to know.
那另外一个说法呢，就是认识耶稣基督的知识。
Obviously, they both apply. They both make sense.
而从这两个角度来说呢，它都是合理的。
But a proper analysis of the Greek would actually say that the knowledge we're commanded to learn is the knowledge that Jesus Christ has. So in the Greek, when you actually look at the grammar,The knowledge that that's talking about is his knowledge.
好，而从希腊文里面讲的这个所谓的知识，是指的耶稣基督的知识。
That's going to relate to the things that he had to learn in his humanity.
这里面呢，当然包括耶稣他在以他人性的那一面来讲，他必须学习的。
So as Jesus learned in his humanity, you know, this is how we have to learn as well.
而耶稣他以人的这个位格去学的。当然是我们人也应该要去学习的。
In the last two or three lessons, we were talking about the prototype, how Jesus Christ was our prototype.
就像我们上次课堂里面特别讲说，耶稣基督是我们的一个原型，就是我们想要效法的一个原型。
Okay, and that doesn't just mean he's an example to follow. That's really not the way we're looking at this here.
但其实这个不只是说耶稣基督是一个我们要学习的模范。
But usually if we're looking to examples, we can look to the other believers on the way that they develop their spiritual life. And Jesus Christ, of course, but that's not what the word prototype is talking about.
当然了，如果我们是把耶稣基督当作一个模范的话，那其他的在圣经里面的一些很伟大的信徒也可以是我们的模范啊。所以我们讲的原型，耶稣是我们要学的一个原型，它并不只是说我们要以耶稣为模范。
Okay, when we talk about Christ being our prototype, that's really emphasizing the spiritual life that he had, that's the spiritual life that we have.
其实真正讲的原型是指耶稣基督他的属灵的生活，也就是我们可以有的属灵生活。
Now we wouldn't say that Jesus Christ was a Christian, obviously, but he lived the Christian life. We don't say Jesus Christ is a Christian, he's not a believer, but he lives the same spiritual life, or he has the same dynamics, the same mechanics in his life that we have.
好，最重要是在谈的是呢，耶稣基督他的整个一个所谓属灵生命、属灵生活的这个动力运转状态，跟我们现在想要追求的属灵生活的整个基转是一样的。
Basically, he lived by the Holy Spirit and he lived by applying doctrine.
这最重要的一个说法呢，就是呢，他是靠着圣灵的生活，然后去成长，这个也是我们在做的。
Remember that the filling of the Holy Spirit is a church age resource. It's a church age asset. The believers in the Old Testament did not have the filling of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵充满的状态，就是耶稣基督和我们这些信徒都有的，是只有在教会时代的拥有的一个资源。
There were certain believers, and just a very few, who were given the gift of the Holy Spirit for certain ministries that they had to perform. But this was a very small number of people. So a certain number of people were given the gift by the Holy Spirit to do their work. For example, kings and prophets, the judges.
You mean the Old Testament?
In the Old Testament, yeah.
因为在这个旧约时代的那些可以用所谓的圣灵充满而来做一些事情的人，其实被给予这个礼物的人是非常少的。
Like the prophets and the priests and the judges.
像那些重要的先知啦，或是大祭司啊，这些人他们才有这样的属灵的礼物，就圣灵充满的这种礼物。
For example, when they had the craftsmen built the Ark of the Covenant, the box that they taken to the Holy of Holies, this was a miraculous piece of work. It was a miraculous piece of art. They needed the Holy Spirit to.
就像当初在做这个约柜的那些人，他们其实呢是做了一个非常非常神奇的一个艺术品。而这些人他们要做这样的东西，绝对是需要圣灵充满。
For example, the ark was covered in one piece of solid gold.So the angels that appeared on top of the ark, or the two cherubs there, the way it was hammered out onto the lid of the ark, this was all one solid piece of gold.
为什么讲说这一个约柜的制作是不可思议的，是一个神奇的东西，因为它其实整个约柜里面是木头的盒子，可是外面整个金却是一片一块金子做出来的，包括两个这个天使在上面，它是一块金子做出来的。
And the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit had actually come upon the craftsman to produce that piece of work and other works around the tabernacle and in the temple. This was just a very temporary gift. Once the job was finished, the Holy Spirit left these people.
好，但是这是一个很暂时的一个礼物，因为当这个约柜完成之后呢，这圣灵充满的就离开了。
And it was the same for the kings. For example, that the Holy Spirit could come upon the kings, and if the kings misbehaved, then the Holy Spirit would leave them.
对于一些属灵的这些国王，就是被选出来的国王，他们也是一样。当他们犯错的时候，那个圣灵充满的那些圣灵就离开这些国王了。
This is why we see David in one of his prayers, he's praying to God, please don't take your Holy Spirit away from me.
就像大卫在他的其中的一个祷告中就有讲说，拜托拜托，请圣灵不要离开我。
Yeah, so he couldn't just rebound to name his sins. See, for church age believers, we name our sins and we're guaranteed that we regain the filling of the Holy Spirit. That was not true for David.
这个跟这个教会时期的我们很不一样，因为我们只要跟上帝去认罪，圣灵就可以回来充满我们。可是在大卫那个时期是不一样的，即使他去跟神认罪了，那个圣灵充满的状态也不见得要回来，所以他才会一直的祈求上帝。
Okay, so the ministry of what we call the filling of the Holy Spirit, and this appears, for example, in Ephesians 4:18, this is a ministry particularly for church-age believers.
所以在腓立比书的第四章十八节里面就特别讲到说，这个圣灵充满可以反弹，然后认罪反弹，然后可以圣灵充满，其实是只有给教会时代的人。
And this is the same filling of the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ had.
这种礼物是就跟耶稣拥有的能力是一样的，耶稣在那个时代他就拥有这样子圣灵充满的状态，而我们也有这个礼物。
This is how Jesus Christ, he learned the word of God under the filling of the Holy Spirit, and he applied under the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，耶稣基督呢，他学习上帝的话语，同时呢，让圣灵就可以充满，同时他还可以运用上帝的话语在他的生活中。
And again, he had to learn the word of God so that when he was tested, for example, by Satan in the desert, he wasn't going to rely on the miracles of God. He didn't have to rely on angels to come down and help him. He could apply the word of God to his situation.
所以呢，耶稣他学习了上帝的话语，他也运用上帝的话语，而不需要去用所谓神奇的能力，或者是依赖天使来帮助他。他只要靠神的话语把它运用出来，他就可以解决世界上的问题。
Okay, and in this way, Jesus Christ is our prototype.
所以耶稣基督是我们的原型。
Okay, and of course, he's also an example to follow. But again, that's not the true meaning of prototype.
我们也可以学习把它当作模范，但是这并不是所谓原型的主要概念。
Now, what I want to get onto here is talking about self-study, because some people like to do their own studies outside of the classes here.
好，我现在要开始谈自主学习啊，因为在过去几天有几位同学们提到，他们也除了在课堂的学习外，也想做自己的学习。
And I can understand that because we can only provide a certain amount of doctrine on a daily basis, and obviously there's other things that you want to learn and you want to know about.
但他说我当然理解这个要想要更多的学习是很可以的，因为在我们的课堂上能够教导的是还时间上是有限的。
But you have to realize with self-study, when you're entrusting upon yourself that you can go into scriptures and find answers, it's actually a little bit dangerous.
但是呢，我们要理解一件事情，就是你要靠自己去从这些圣经的经句里面去做学习，它有些地方是有一些危险性的。
Even when I do my study, every day, I have my pastor that I listen to, and I have notes from the colonel, and I always refer to those notes when I'm trying to find the answer for something.
像 Tim 他说他做自我学习的时候，他是有两个方向来确认他学的东西是正确的，一个就是他自己的牧师，另外一个就是从上校 他的这些留下来的这些资料里面，让他确定他学的是正确的。
These men that I study from, they spent years at seminary and then they studied the original languages and they've studied under very reputable teachers themselves.
而且呢，这些年来他很长期的花很多的时间，包括从这个神学院里面学习啊。
And these men studied at reputable seminaries, reliable seminaries, with very good teachers.
而那些他学习的对象呢，都是非常有 reputation 哈，有影响力或有名啊，不止了，应该是说已经
有代表性的
著名，我觉得
and trustworthy，
对对，比较更可信赖的啦。对了，就是不是光有名而已，他真的他确定这些人都是非常具有威望信用的。
Okay, and that,
we want.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and they studied in a very systematic fashion.
而且呢，这些教导都是非常有系统性的。
So that when they're studying the system, things make sense and it all fits together. That's the important part.
而且这些系统都是完全前后不会矛盾，是完全都吻合的。
For example, you need to understand dispensations.
比如说你必须要对这个时代论要真的理解。
And a lot of pastors, they don't even understand or they don't even believe, they don't trust in the system of dispensations.
而有一些牧师他们根本不懂甚至不相信这个整个圣经的时代论。
And for the example I could use, I was just talking about Jesus being the prototype for the church age. We have a different spiritual life than the Old Testament.
就像我刚刚提到说，耶稣是我们教会时期这个时的所有的信徒的原型。好，但是这个是对我们新约后出生的这些人有效。
And another point you have to understand, if you are doing self-study,which I don't recommend, but some people like to do that. If you're doing it, is that God's policy is grace. You always need to work on the basis of grace. When you're looking into a scripture, God is trying to reveal His grace to us.
当然，这里面呢，也就代表的是什么？就是说自我学习里面有的这个危险，就是你必须要非常理解你所有的学习，你要知道这是上帝给我们的一个恩典。
And that applies right through the scripture, right from the garden, and historical events, right from the garden, right through to the last man.
而这个恩典是从这个伊甸园的第一个出生的亚当到最后我们整个人类时代结束的最后一个人。这个所谓恩典的概念是全部都存在的。
It's amazing how many Christians, and we really can't blame them because it comes from their pastors, but how many Christians think the Old Testament believers were saved because they believed in the Mosaic Law and kept the Mosaic Law in some way.
而有一些人呢，因为他的学习，可能他跟着牧师，让他会以为的这些旧约时代的这些人之所以他们可以去天堂，是因为他们的遵守了摩西定律。是摩西给的这些法令。
Something else you have to understand if you're going to study by yourself is that you cannot get an accurate interpretation from a translation, whether it's Chinese or English.
所以呢，而且在自我学习的时候，你还要记得，很多的时候你所读的东西是经由翻译而来的，那个翻译的内容很可能跟原文就已经有一些差距。
Today I'm going to begin with the subject or the doctrine of the angelic infiltration.Talking about how the fallen angels came down and corrupted mankind.
就像我今天要特别讲的是，在这个堕落天使他们如何来想要毁坏人类的基因，要把人类的物种给消灭掉。
One of the important passages we have to go to for that is Genesis chapter 6.
而我们最主要要谈的是创世纪的第六章里面所提到的事情。
And you'll find there's a couple of places in there that the translation does not help to understand what is happening.
而在创世纪第六章里面有非常多的问题都是来自于翻译，不管中文或英文的翻译都其实是让我们读起来会有一些误会。
And also, without a broader understanding of what's going on in the angelic conflict, even if you could understand the passages properly, even if you could understand the Hebrew, it still wouldn't make a lot of sense without looking at the broader picture of what's happening throughout the Bible.
但是即使呢，你如果会读希伯来文， 你在读这个创世纪的第六章的时候，如果你不能理解整个更大范围的事情，只是从这个经句上面去读的话，你还是没有真的懂。就算你是读的是希伯来文，读得懂，但你必须要更清楚整个的天使征战的前因后果。
Now there is a certain element when you study the Bible that you can see the Bible in historical context, how sort of it moves through history in regards of what was happening to Israel, for example.
在我们读圣经的时候，我们更要理解这整个历史上面所有发生的过程这些事情，包括你看最重要的是以色列到底发生过些什么事。
And I think that's why Christians, you know, they like to get the Bible out and they start reading from the start and that they move through the Bible because it sort of does move in some ways moves forward historically.
这就是为什么很多的基督徒他也喜欢读圣经的时候一定要从头读到尾，因为这样的话他才能够了解整个历史的原委。
But really, you could read the Bible through, even 3 or 4 times a year, and you can do that for 10 years, and you still cannot make an understanding of what the Bible is really telling us about, for example, the angelic conflict.
但是有些人呢，一年也许念了3、4次圣经，而且每年这样念，可是他还是有可能没有真正的理解这个圣经里面的在真正想要讲的比较深刻的意思，比如说天使征战的状态。
Or even salvation, you know, like these pastors that do this, they read through the Bible all the time, and then after 10 or 20 years of studying, they still have this idea that the Old Testament believers were saved by the Mosaic Law.
而有一些非常认真的信徒，十几二十年来研究圣经，但是他却还是对救赎的概念还是可能有误会，所以他会以为旧约时代的人之所以得到救赎，是因为他们遵守了摩西的法令。
Yeah, that's not the way we study the Bible. We study the Bible in a doctrinal fashion, which means you look at it point by point or subject by subject, and then you bring those subjects together.
所以呢，我们在读圣经的时候，有时候还得要做一个研究，就是所谓主题性的研究，去把一个主题的相关的这些经句全部结合起来看，然后一个一个主题都研究起来，才对整体圣经比较了解。
And one other thing I found, and before I started studying doctrine myself, I was involved in a lot of self-study because that's what the pastor had said. And my church said, you know, you need to read the Bible a lot.
像我自己在听自己他在学习的时候，他的确也是参加过很多的这个自我学习的这个读经的这些小组。
I was just told, you know, read the Bible a lot and then you'll grow. It's like, it seems to be like a natural process.
那因为那时候的大家都教说，哎，你一定要把圣经读熟，你就会成长。所以这很多人都是这样做的。
So by that kind of logic, you would expect that the more you read the Bible, the more times you can read through the Bible, then the better Christian you'd become.
所以在那时候真的会以为你读的圣经越多遍，你就会变得越好的基督徒。
From my personal experience, I know that I got the names and the places and the events in the Bible, so I thought, well, now I know a lot of things.
当然从我个人的经验里面，我发现真的多读了圣经，我就会记得很多的人名啊、事件啊、地名啊等等的，所以自己会感觉良好。
But I was missing application, and I didn't realize that until I started learning the Bible.
而但是我却呢发却没有发现我自己呢失去了运用圣经的这一环。
And that's a really important indication of whether you're investing your time properly. Can you make applications from what you're learning?
而我没有发现就是我们在学习的过程中到底有没有变成可以运用这个圣经，这才变成是一个很大的一个问题。
Okay, so that's just something you need to consider.
所以你必须要知道说这是你要考虑的，就是你自我学习到底对你的整个灵性属灵的这个生命的成长到底有多少的影响。
How much time we got on the Zoom?
About 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll give you another example. See, some people, aside from self-learning, they look to a sort of a various number of maybe pastors or teachers, usually off the internet or through books, to try to develop some kind of a spiritual life from that.
那除了这个读圣经，当然有些人所谓的自我学习的方法是从很多不同的牧师或者是一些牧师们写的著作里面去学习。
And some people can look very organized.
有些人甚至可能非常有组织性的去学习。
And they can have a big following as well.
哦，那些很有组织的这些牧师、教师们， 他们也有非常多的跟随者。
And I'll just bring up an example of something that we did the other day.
我现在要举一个例子啊、哦、我们之前有提到过的。
See if I can bring this across on the Zoom to share it with you.
东西我先试着把它放到 Zoom 上面跟大家一起看。
This is the one here. And now, just in the last couple of weeks, we've been learning about the rapture.
我们在之前都在学习我们被提的前后状态。
We're not supposed to judge other people, so I'm not going to judge this guy, and he's even got his name here, I guess. But I'm just going to, I'll just give you an example of how people can get mistaken, I guess.
我不是想要来批评这个人哈，但是呢，我总是觉得我们应该要了解说，有些时候我们是会被误导。
Actually, I probably should have crossed out his picture and crossed out his name, and then I wouldn't be judging.
But he's handsome,
he's fine. Oh, he's handsome,
okay, that's right.
Okay, but he's given a timeline here and he's made it look very beautiful.
But he, 他呢画了一张非常不错的一张表，很漂亮的一张表。
And in some aspects, it's fairly accurate.
有一些部分都是正确的。
But in other aspects, it's very wrong.
但有一些角度来看呢，哎，还非常非常的错误。
I'll give you a sort of 30 seconds to have a look at it and see if you can work out what's wrong with this picture.
我给你30秒钟看一下这张图到底有哪里错。
And he's using the word rapture when he could also mean resurrection. That's okay.
好，他这里面是有讲到这个复活跟被提，他把它当作同一件事情，但是还好，这个不是太大的错。
But yeah, remember, usually we use that just to apply to the church age or the coming rapture, which is the coming resurrection of the church age saints. I've had to explain that the word rapture really means the resurrection of the church.
好，其实我们一般讲的被提哈，常常都在讲的是整个教会的复活。
Okay, but this guy here has Enoch and Moses and Elijah all being raptured before Jesus Christ.
在这个图上面哦，他写了摩西啦、以利亚呀，他们都是被提走的。这个就是一个蛮大的误会。
Okay, now I'll just start off with our Zoom time. So what I'll do is I'll close down. I'll give you another 10 minutes to think about that. Or 5 minutes break. Mm-hmm. There we go. We'll just do a 5-minute break.